Hey, y'all. This is the Refined Hippie Podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Henson, and welcome to another episode. For all of you new listeners, welcome, obviously, and to the returning ones, thank you so much for your support and your continued support. I just am having a blast with this podcast and getting it out there and all the really great people that I have had the pleasure and honor of interviewing the last couple months. I have been doing the podcast now for almost 3 months, and this has been quite the journey, I feel like, of just getting out of my head. Oh, and then also being in my head, because that still happens, right? I was thinking about it the other day, and I actually had written in my journal. So I write in a journal like I should be doing it every... See, look at me. I'm already using the word should. It's terrible. The word should shouldn't... should. Oh my God. How, what other word do you use? I don't even know. Okay. Should, I think, can be sometimes a negative word in our vocabulary because it can make us feel like we didn't do enough or we're inadequate or whatever. And so I've been trying to not say that word, which is difficult to do. But I was thinking, I was writing in my journal, which I would like to do every day, but I don't because not every day is the same. And sometimes I wake up and have to go straight into whatever, work and emails and, you know, running several businesses, you have to do all the admin stuff, all the website stuff, all the email, all the, literally everything. I am a one-man show. So it gets a lot, but the days that I am able to journal, whether it's in the day or sometimes I do it before bed, it kind of gets, it's helpful to get all my thoughts out. 'Cause I can, I lean towards the side of not being able to sleep very well. And I always have since I was a little kid, but I find that that can be useful. But so I was writing in it. The point of this is that I was writing in it and I was thinking about how, you know, I was writing kind of my intentions for the week and how I really wanted to be more open and non-judgmental. And when I started thinking about that, the problem is not judging others for me, it's judging myself. And I think a lot of us have a tendency to do that, that we are super judgmental on ourselves. And that's kind of a delicate balance of being self-aware, right? So you can either be completely unaware of one's actions, which is certainly a bad way to be, you know, towards others in the world, or you can be overly hypersensitive to one's own actions, or even the lack of your actions. So like thinking, I should have done this. I should have said that. I mean, that can just spiral downward out of control. And you know, your subconscious, when you're saying negative things to yourself, your subconscious does not know the difference, because we're actually 90% of our subconscious like controls our conscious mind. So like we're completely controlled by our subconscious thoughts, whether we even realize it or not. So I think being aware of one's actions is important, of being a conscious and kind human being, but in that self-awareness, we certainly need to be kinder and more conscious to ourselves. So that's my 2 cents for today, which I always have a little 2 cents thing. So as always, thank you so much for listening and being so encouraging with my podcast. It's really been so rewarding to get your messages and comments. The past couple of weeks, people are really feeling empowered and encouraged to really take back their health. So it's really a fun thing to witness, kind of the shift happening. And I can feel it not just with my, my friends on Instagram and social media and the podcast, but also just kind of this like energy, like flowing in the whole universe. I don't know if anybody else can feel that, but I do. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, be sure to subscribe. Also, if you're finding them valuable, please consider leaving me a tip using Tip-A-Link. Tip-A-Link lets website visitors tip web pages. So you can go to my podcast page on my website and click the button, leave a tip. If you want to learn more about Tipalink, go to tipalink.com. It's spelled T-I-P-A-L-I-N-K. I think this is really a great tool for pretty much all websites. If you have a website, it can be used for pretty much any different industry. So you can learn more on their website about that. And that gets us to today's guest. So my guest today is Letitia Ashley Washburn, who is a holistic food practitioner, living food / vegan food chef, motivational speaker, living lifestyle and health coach, and detoxification specialist. Whew, I think I got all of them in there. Her journey began after her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in the mid to late 90s. And as Letitia started researching, she learned that her mother's illness and most others out there had a lot to do with what we are eating. So she started learning about and eating a plant-based diet, but a horrific car crash in 2013 took things to the next level. As she was lying in bed with multiple fractures to her face, shoulder, ankle, a titanium plate was put in her face to save her eye, and a rod with 12 screws was in her ankle to save her ankle. So the doctors had quite a grim outlook on her recovery. They weren't sure if she'd have full vision in her eye, and it looked pretty bleak. So she decided there that she was going to take things to the next level and to help heal her body from this absolutely insanely horrible accident. She began juicing and juiced for 3 months after the crash. So literally she was only eating, drinking juices. The results were incredibly astounding, and the doctors were just flabbergasted at how quickly she healed. And they could have never imagined that it would happen that quickly. So today, you would never know that she had ever been in such a life-altering car wreck. So she has traveled the world, learned and taught about living foods all over, the benefits of plant-based diet and raw living foods. We chat about eating with the seasons, her juice business, Livelicious, sea vegetables, including my favorite right now, which is Irish sea moss, walking her purpose, living her passion, and she's absolutely a beacon of light, love, and hope, and just a beautiful human being inside and out. So without further ado, here is my interview with Letitia from Livelicious. Hi, Letitia.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like we haven't seen each other in a really long time. The last time, I think, I was thinking maybe it was VegFest, but then I think it's been sooner. Maybe it was like the plant-based like kind of club that they
Vegan
did.
Vegan Boss Lady.
Yes, that's what it was called. I couldn't remember what it was called. And you brought all of your juices.
Yes.
And you brought some juices today, which this is my favorite one.
Yay.
Which one is this? Carrot?
This is the carrot crush. Yeah, some little bit of carrot, some orange, some turmeric, some ginger, and some lemon.
Do you think that's one of your most popular?
It is. Yeah. It is, especially with people suffering from inflammation, arthritis. They want to get that turmeric in
yes,
there.
So
totally. It's a good way to get it in.
Totally. Yeah. So how have you been?
I've been great. I've been
going?
Excellent. Everything's been in the flow and ebb of things and moving forward and having fun doing what I do and still learning and growing and sharing here in the community of Charleston.
Yeah, yeah. Always. I saw that you were like a chef on a boat or something. So what was that? That was awesome.
That was an awesome, awesome event that I was a part of, and it was so humbling, and I've been so honored to be a part of it. So it was the Tom Joyner Foundation, which is a syndicated African-American radio show, national syndicated, and every year he does a cruise, Carnival Cruise. He rents the whole boat.
What?
And this year he brought in me as a plant-based chef because everyone's been asking about getting healthy and more options with foods.
Wow.
So I was one of 9 chefs to come in and do a chef takeover for 2 nights on the cruise.
Wow.
Serving my cuisines to 3,000 guests, all plant-based, some living foods, and it was amazing.
That is amazing. When I think of a cruise, the last thing I think of is healthy food, right? You just think of like buffets of just, that's awesome.
So it was a breath of fresh air to have options, and everyone received it so well.
Yeah.
And also was able to do classes as well, talk about the importance of plant-based foods, especially in the African community.
Yes.
And so we shared and we laughed and we growed and a lot of questions and a lot of feedback, and it was a good time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the plant-based movement in the African community is like really growing.
Yes.
But what I've read about it is that the people who I've watched podcasts about talking about it, they say it's just like getting back to the roots.
That's it.
You know,
getting back to the essence of how we've been designed to eat.
Right.
You know, a lot of our ancestors grew their own foods.
Yeah.
You know, and so now we're getting back to growing our foods, farming, gardening,
amazing.
And getting back to the essence of how we're designed to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. Full circle.
Full circle. Finally. I do feel like there's like this just energy in general. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just my bubble. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's Eva Snow. She always makes an appearance in the podcast when we record at home. Hello. So yeah, I feel like there's this energy, but again, I don't know if it's just like the circle that I'm in, mm-hmm. but I do feel like there's kind of a shift mm-hmm. because people are at their wit's end of like, you know, conventional medicine not fixing the problem,
right.
You know?
People are tired of being sick and tired.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Oh my gosh, I love that. Isn't that so true? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I love asking people like their origin story. Mm-hmm. You know, like how did you get to this place that you're at now?
What a journey.
Yeah. It always is, right?
Yes. What a beautiful journey.
Oh, of course.
And so I started back in 1997 when my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm. And I was on a college campus in North Carolina, and I was surrounding myself around some friends that were talking about they were vegetarian and they didn't eat pork.
Wow.
And I'm a Southern gal, you know, grew up in the South. So I was raised on all that, you know, Southern soul food. But to hear, you know, other people my age talking about vegetarianism, that kind of, you know, sparked something in me. And then not too long after that, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so I started reading and doing some research and realized that it had a lot to do with the food that we were eating.
Right.
And so that's when I went on the quest to start cutting out the flesh. So I cut out the pork first. Mm-hmm. The beef, the chicken, and last fish, because I was still thinking I was needing, you know, protein.
I know, that's like the general trajectory. I feel like fish is always the
last
to go. But I think it's because we're so disconnected to the sea, to the sea life. We don't see them as much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I started, you know, on that journey, and then just kept progressing from 1997 as a vegetarian, and found myself eating more like a vegan in 2010. Oh. And so I cut out all the dairy by then, all the soy, you know, I was eating very, very clean. Wow. And in 2013, I found myself in a car crash. And so I've sustained multiple fractures to my face, to my shoulder, to my ankle.
Oh.
Had to go into immediate surgery with putting a titanium plate here to save my right eye. And I had a rod and 12 screws in my ankle to save my ankle. And so the doctors were, you know, very grimps on my recovery, saying it's going to be a long recovery. You might not have full vision in your eye. We will not be able to take the metal out your foot anytime soon. And if we do, you might be walking with a limp.
Oh my gosh.
And so I'm lying in that hospital bed, and I'm face paralyzed from where they put the metal in. And they bring me a plate of food, and it's labeled, you know, vegetarian, hospital food, vegetarian. It's labeled
yum.
And I'm sitting there looking at that food, and I'm like, I can't eat this. Uh-uh. I have no energy, first of all. And so I turned to my family and said, hey, Google a juice bar.
Nice.
See if there's a juice bar in the area. And luckily, it was one right across the street. Mm-hmm. And my family was bringing in juices, wheatgrass shots, as I was in the hospital recovering.
Wow.
And I took it home, that whole energy of recovering with living juices, cold-pressed juices, living foods. And I did that for about 3 months, strictly juicing.
Wow.
For about 3 months. And
you didn't eat anything?
I didn't eat anything.
Wow.
I did everything liquid. I did my nut milk, seed milks, you know, to help me build up and get some protein and calcium. And I also just did a lot of green juices. Like I said, the wheatgrass shots, turmeric shots, garlic shots, just to get all the things and nutrients I needed in my body to heal from within out.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah. So I took the wheatgrass shots, just juiced everything I could get my hands on, all leafy green vegetables, fruits, and just took a holistic approach to healing with living juices. In my recovery.
Wow. What did your family think about that? Were they?
Well, they were a little, you know, spooked out. You know, I had been eating plant-based for so long, so they could understand that. But then when I took it to the next level with living foods and living juices, they were like, what are you doing, Letitia?
So when you say living foods, for someone who doesn't know what that, like, what is that?
So living foods is the philosophy of having your nutrients with all the living enzymes, all the vitamins and minerals through living foods, through plant-based foods, uncooked, unprocessed, wholesome foods, plant-based foods. They are foods that are not processed and cooked over 110 degrees. So therefore, you're keeping in all the enzymes, the living enzymes in the food, and you're getting the nutrients that you need to heal from within out and on a cellular level.
Because when it's cooked above that,
you're killing it.
It's like it goes down like how much, like 3/4 or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I've read that before.
We're cooking the life out of our foods.
Right.
And we're living bodies. And so we need to have living, thriving foods and fuel in our body to keep us going so we can run on, you know. And so when you're cooking, you know, the kale and you're cooking your spinach, we're cooking it too much to where we're cooking all that vitamin K, all that protein that the kale gives us, all that magnesium. We're cooking it out. And it serves us no purpose. So with living foods, it serves us a purpose to thrive, to have nutrients, to live vibrant through the foods that we're putting in our bodies.
Right. That makes a lot of sense, too, when you think of, like, the, you know, vitamin deficiencies right now in this country or the world are just crazy, you know?
Yes.
So that totally makes a lot of sense. I mean, obviously, I think there's also a lot to be said for just our soil degradation too, you know, so like the vegetables don't even have as much
of those
nutrients, you know? So today you are still like fully, or you are, do you incorporate any cooked food?
I do not. I'm still fully raw after 6 years.
Wow.
And it's still an amazing journey. You know, I didn't think I would continue the journey, but it's been so beneficial to me, and not only to my body, but to my spirit, to my mind, you know, to my peace, to my freedom.
Totally.
So I'm still on it, still thriving, enjoying every bit of it, learning as I go, you know, and meeting great people like yourself and others on this path, you know. So it's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I think being in this community and on this path, I suppose, I have met the most amazing people, you know, just like the truest, most genuine. I feel like before my life, I don't know. I was just surrounded by a lot of, I think I knew that it was like negative energy kind of people, but you know, what do you do?
Right.
You know? Yeah. So That's amazing. Do you find it hard? Like, I mean, eating out obviously is kind of,
well, I go,
which you don't.
You know, I take a cooler with me. I bring juices with me. I bring my coconut aminos, the doctor.
Oh, I love. Oh my gosh. Yes. I love those.
You know, I bring my own avocados and, you know, you kind of just learn how to, just stay equipped because this is, you know, taking care of yourself.
Yes.
And so you can't look to others to take care of you. So you have to stay armed and ready.
Yes.
To defend yourself with this food journey that we're on.
Yeah.
And so, always, you know, I'm the one that comes in with a little bag. And they know me, my friends and my family, like, here she comes. What's in the bag?
She's prepared. But they're always probably curious, like, what's in there?
Oh, yeah. They're always in my plate, you know, trying to, let me taste that. What's that? What is this? But, it's just, you know, I eat very simple, and that helps, too. So, you know, a good green salad, and I, you know, just spice it up with some rosemary and fresh basil and thyme, cumin, a little curry, just, you know, change up the flavors. It's all about what I feel like living foods is about. For me, it's about spices, you know, taking cashew cheese, cashews, soaking them and processing it with some herbs and, mm-hmm. you know, some black salt and just,
Yes, I have some of that actually. Yeah. I used it once. So that's mm-hmm. the one that smells, is that the one that so smells like, yeah, mm-hmm. it smells pretty mm-hmm. strong. I got it to make a vegan quiche, you know, because yes. then it gives it Perfect. That smell. It was yes. really good. Yeah.
yes. So it's all about the spices for me. Yeah. And, you know, I never get bored with the spices.
No.
You know? So I can have that same kale salad on Monday and change it up on Tuesday to be a totally different salad.
Totally mm-hmm. different. Wow. Mm-hmm. I incorporate spices some, but not as much as I should. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But definitely, I think I would like to learn more about that. You know, I guess it's the Indian culture that really, like, had the with spice raid and all that yes. kind of stuff, and they had like specific uses for each different
That's right.
spice, and then it ended up being like, oh well, this tastes good too, like
That's
it's
right.
good for this, but it also tastes delicious
exactly.
so yeah
exactly.
That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. I think I was looking at your website earlier today and looking at the different juice flavors that you have. Mm-hmm. So you sell your juices.
I do. The name of the company is Livelicious.
Mm-hmm.
And Livelicious is all about helping people on their journey to make the transition from living food, from standard American diet food mm-hmm. to living foods, or just incorporating more
Gradually.
Fruits and vegetables
yeah.
into your diet.
Yeah.
You might not want to become vegan. You might right. not want to become vegetarian or a live foodist, but just the importance of how to just add more fresh fruits and vegetables
totally.
To your diet, to your eating regime, because mm-hmm. we know diets fail. So
yeah.
it becomes a lifestyle.
Lifestyle, mm-hmm. totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I created Livelicious, to just show people, you know, hey, this works. If it works for me, you know,
yeah.
it can work for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it might look a little different. It might be a different path,
yeah.
a different plan, but it can work. And so I sell juices, fresh cold-pressed juices. Have a lot of blends, different blends, and mm-hmm. I like to tell people that we drink for a purpose,
yeah,
and that it can also oh. taste good, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people think when they think of plant-based foods or juices, it's sick people food, you know, it's for the sick.
Or boring.
Oh, boring, yeah.
So
yeah, or, you know, grass,
yeah.
I'm going to be drinking
you
grass.
You just eat lettuce all yeah. day, don't you?
Rabbit food.
Rabbit
you
food.
Know? And it doesn't
oh, I have,
a story
have
to
about
be that.
That
way. Oh, really?
Oh, well, rabbit food, yeah. It's a disturbing one, but...
And it doesn't have to be Mm-mm. that way. So I like to introduce people to a way of having flavor, you know, mouth-watering flavor juices that serve the body
mm-hmm.
in a mighty, mighty way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think when those who are listening, when you meet this lady, like you, I mean, she just like glows. You're glowing. You always glow. I'm like, can I just get a little bit? I need to obviously be, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. You got it going on. I need to do more juices.
You got it. You
the
got
the rabbit food thing, this is just not, it's not off subject, but it's just ridiculous. So driving down 26, mm-hmm. going outside of Charleston, I don't know if it's still there, but it was a billboard from MUSC, mm-hmm. and it had a picture of a rabbit and some lettuce. And it said, "Are you tired of eating rabbit food? Get gastric bypass surgery."
No,
that's what it was
way.
For. Was for gastric bypass
wow.
surgery. And I was like, my mind was blown. I was just like, what
in the world?
World? I was with my husband, Derek, and we were both just
wow.
like, oh, like how sad. And
yes.
that's, and the reason why I feel like, I mean, MUSC is that a for-profit?
I think
or is it,
it is.
Well, maybe that makes sense.
Maybe
you know?
So. I think it is. Don't
maybe.
Mark
yeah, I don't know that,
that
either.
Yeah.
But either way, all
it,
they're trying to make money regardless,
that's
whether even if it's not
that's
for profit.
It. That's it.
So and that's what it is. I mean, who knows how
that's
much
scary.
that costs, you know? And then that's also perpetuating, like you said, that you have to be bored, that it's boring
yep.
to eat healthy,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how many times people, you know, who don't know me very well. And this hasn't happened a lot recently, but when I went plant-based, they mm-hmm. would, you know, be like, well, what do you eat?
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, mm-hmm. you're limiting, like, if that's all you eat is these, like, four...
Food groups.
Food
mm-hmm.
group, you know, these
mm-hmm.
animal flesh
mm-hmm.
and dairy,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then you're the one who has a limited,
that's it.
You know, palate.
That's
but I think it's great, you know, that we do have, you know, these platforms now...
Thank you.
The internet, social media, mm-hmm. you know, and people like you and me who
That's
can,
it.
Who are out there teaching people, and like you said, you don't have to be 100% anything, you know?
Just find what works for you in a healthy way, in a healthy environment.
Yeah.
Through food.
Totally. I love juices. I had gotten a juicer a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and I was like on a juice cleanse or a juice kick.
Yes.
Day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. and then I've just kind of slowly fallen off. What kind of juicer? But I have like an entry level juicer too. You know, it's like,
what type of juicer you have?
I can tell you right now. It's a Breville.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of a good starter.
Yeah.
It's a good starter.
What kind do you use?
So I use a Champion juicer.
Oh, Champion.
Yes. I use it. And it's a masticating juicer.
Yeah. So that's like, it doesn't
tear.
Have any.
It chews. Oh. It's a twin engine and it chews. It masticates the fruit instead of tearing it. It actually chews the fruit and vegetables. So that way you can get really the nutrients. It extracts the nutrients really, really well from the fruits and vegetables.
Do you use the leftover for anything?
I do. I use it for soups.
Oh, cool.
Crackers. I do some plant-based crackers as a filler.
Right.
I've even used some as a pie crust. So when I do a pie crust, you can use that.
When you're doing the nut ones or what is
that
nuts? For?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can do it savory or sweet.
Yeah.
So you can do a savory pie or a sweet pie, fruit pie.
Yeah.
Or a cashew cheese.
Yeah.
You know, something sweet. So that's the beauty of it.
I know. Well, it's just it opened up a whole new world to me for cooking, you know.
And your food is amazing.
Gosh. Well, thank you. But it's not raw.
That's okay.
I would like for it to be more raw. But summer is so easy to
it
eat
is.
Raw. You know, I think winter, do you have a harder time in winter a little bit or not?
What I do
or
is
soups.
I use
you
a lot
soups?
Of soups. I do a lot of soups, but I use a lot of spices, more of the cinnamon,
the
warming spices, the cayenne pepper, the ginger, to actually the coriander, warm me from inside out.
Smart.
And then during the summer, I live on fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon.
I'm like a little fruitarian.
You know, yes. Fruit. That's it.
I could
right
be
now.
A fruit monkey. I call myself that. I'm like, I'm a little fruit monkey. I could just eat fruit all day long.
Yes.
I love it.
And that's how we're supposed to be eating, Rebecca.
Yes.
We're supposed to be eating with the seasons and the rhythm of life.
Right.
You know, and the flow and the ebb and flow of life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how we were designed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we eat this way, then we feel our best. We function at our highest level.
Yeah.
You know, we think our clarity.
So much clearer.
We rest better. We have that energy. We have that jolt.
Yeah.
And that's what we're thriving for, that natural high.
Our culture, I feel like, though, it just pushes the opposite, you know, like and tries to push you in the opposite way. And that's just our society these days, you know. So that's why we're all out
sick.
Of alignment. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're all sick. Mm-hmm. We're all out of alignment. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I talked to my mom the other day and just like the people that I was listening about who were sick and like feeling terrible. And I'm just like, oh gosh, I mean, I wish I could just help everyone,
right,
you know,
right.
just a little bit,
exactly.
just a little
just
bit,
just a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you have quite the credentials. I feel like I should have talked about this earlier, but you're a living raw food chef, like you got your certificate.
I have a certificate, yes.
And you got it in Panama?
I got it in Panama.
How did you end up in Panama?
I'm telling you, this journey has been amazing.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, geez.
Actually, I was studying with being an apprentice with my master teacher, Dr. Reese Latham,
mm-hmm.
who is Panamanian. He's been a living food chef and a living foodist for over 40 years.
Wow.
Actually, his solar return is on tomorrow, and my solar return is on the 25th. So when I met him, the energy was there. I'm like, I want to learn from you. You know, I want to take my food to the next level. You know, I'm already eating vegan. I want to take it to the next level. And that was in May of 2013, 3 months before the car crash.
Wow.
So I met him in May of 2013 and started working with him. He was here in the United States doing his tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, work my 9 to 5 and then I would get on a plane on the weekends and meet him in California or meet him in Atlanta or meet him in New York, whatever he was doing a show or, you know, workshop. And I would help him. I would get in there and, you know, chop it up and watching and learning. And then the car crash happened 3 months later. And so it was really divine order, I think, you know, to
that
say, hey,
this you is, this had is already the, started that
I
path.
I had manifested so it. And so after 3 months, I packed up and I said, I'm coming to Panama to heal. Wow. And I packed up my place in North Carolina, quit my job.
That was a leap of faith.
Yes, a big leap. But I'm so glad. Yeah. I'm so glad that I did it. And, you know, spirit led me to go. And I went down there and back and forth. You know, I never gave up my citizenship or anything. But I was back and forth for about 2.5 years with working with him and studying with him, sitting at his feet. You know, I had an honor to sit at his feet. Mm-hmm. And I reunited back with him last month in Cayman Islands. Oh, he had an event at Cayman Islands, and he said, hey, Sister Tish, come down, I need you. And I went down there for a week, and we did a workshop there with Living Food. So I'm inspired now.
Yes,
and I came back with some,
with
some more energy.
How we need that, don't we?
Yes, so, yeah, that's the journey with learning with Dr. Aris in Panama. And not only did the food help, but being in the hot springs, being in the sunshine in the tropics, you know, drinking the coconut water, you know, just breathing the fresh air at the beaches, you know, just getting all that holistic recovery, that holistic approach to healing actually helped me heal way quicker than I probably would have here in the States.
Yeah.
And doing it through Western medicine.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I read that your doctors were just like blown away.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was able to get the metal out my foot 10 months after the car crash. June 2014, I flew back here to the States and got the metal out.
I mean, no one would ever think that you were in a car, like such a terrible car crash, you know? Mm-hmm. And like you said that your face, like it looks perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be 45 years young on Thursday. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
And you know, I'm reading a lot. I read a lot and I'm starting to squint a little bit. So I went and had my first eye exam in a long time, you know, actually since the car crash.
Yeah.
And I was told I have 20/20 vision.
You were just in your head. You were just like,
I'm getting older.
No, in your mind, you were like, maybe this is what this means.
Yeah,
that's great then.
So, yeah. So I like to contribute that it's the lifestyle, the food.
100%. Yeah.
Definitely.
I think most, I've talked about this on other podcasts, you know, most things that we associate as just, these are aging, you know, arthritis, vision. Yes. I mean, what else did they say? What else are aging things? I mean, yeah, all of them.
Wrinkles.
You know? Yes. Yeah. All of these things that, you know, we just in our society have accepted that, oh, it's just old age, you know, but that doesn't have to be that way.
It does not.
You know, I have you ever read The Blue Zones?
No.
Do you know about that?
No. Tell me, please.
I urge everybody to look into The Blue Zones. So The Blue Zones were done, I don't know how many years ago. I think his name's Dan Buettner. Is it Dan Buettner? There's always so many names flowing around. Dan Buettner, they did this extensive study around the whole globe looking at all the different cultures.
Wow.
And finding the ones that had the most centenarians, so the people who lived the longest, and then also the ones, I mean, those societies also had the most centenarians, and then the most people, you know, just healthy people. They were on no drug, like nobody's on any drugs.
No
they
medications,
just,
nothing.
Living long lives, just dying.
Naturally.
Not because of something. Mm-hmm. Not because they eventually had a stroke or they eventually had cancer or whatever. They
just ready to make their transition on. That's right. Naturally.
And what they found was that they mostly eat plants. You know, I mean, and this is, I don't understand, you know, these people who, I don't know, there's just all this argument about like, what is the healthiest diet?
Right.
It's like, well, people have already done the research
right,
to show.
Yeah. You know, it's big business.
Totally. I mean, I know. And obviously we can't forget that.
Right. And a lot of people don't want to have to relearn what they've already know. It's scary to think that I've been doing this for so long and it's not right. It's not healthy for me. What am I going to do now? Right. So, you know, that's why I created Livelicious to support people, because this journey is hard, you know.
Support. I mean, that's a big part of it. You know, is support. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is to having some guidance of what the heck you're doing.
And I don't know everything, you know, but I can direct you to people like yourself, you know.
Different
other people. Yeah. That we build that community. We have to build a community.
Absolutely.
To grow and thrive in and share with. So,
yeah. I like to think of it like you have a toolbox, you know, and you have all these people in your toolbox of like, or things that you're doing, you know, like this person helps with this thing, you know, like you were saying, the air, like just getting out into nature. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done infrared saunas and like all kinds of like different things, you know, and Reiki, it was that. Oh, you know? I did Reiki before too. I've done Reiki. I've done acupuncture. Mm-hmm. I've done like
chiropractic care helped me a lot.
Huge for me. I had been in a car wreck. When I was 16, I was like rear-ended, which I thought nothing of it. I was like, oh, you know, my neck kind of hurts for a day, but I'm fine. Fast forward to like a couple years ago when I was trying to heal, and I started going to the chiropractor, and we did the x-rays or whatnot. I had like early stages of arthritis, like in my neck, in exactly that spot. So it was like stage one or whatever, but you could see the little calcified whatever, you know, and it was from that. I had no idea.
No idea. Years later, it shows up.
Yeah. And everything, learning about the chiropractic care is crazy because it's like your spine and all the nerves are connected.
That's it.
To all different organs.
That's it.
Who knew? You know, I think for most of my life, I was like, oh, chiropractor, you know, that's just, what is that? Mm-mm. It's so amazing.
It's so amazing. Yeah. And much needed in our community. Yes. Much needed.
100%. And things like that, you know, I don't think my insurance certainly doesn't cover it. Does insurance cover anything that's actually like, that's actually helpful to go to the doctor and get drugs, pretty much.
That's it.
You know, or like there's no mental health help for anyone. You know, you have to do that out of pocket. That's it.
But food.
Food.
Plant-based food.
Yes.
Can help it.
Yeah.
Can prevent it. Can reverse it.
Yes. All the things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So does your family mostly now? I mean, now do you think they're more?
They're believers. Yeah. Because, you know, it took that car crash for them to see me lying in that hospital bed banged up. To see me now and to see me on the journey of healing. And so, you know, my mom has a juicer and she juices and, you know, she makes smoothies and they're making my father, you know, he's making healthier choices. Instead of the fried fish, he's going for the baked or the broiled fish.
That's a step. That is a step. Doesn't have to be overnight. Nobody can do that. I didn't do that.
Mine wasn't
overnight. It was, you know.
Stages.
Yeah.
And when you do it that way, it becomes a practice, a lifestyle, a daily habit, a meditation. So it becomes something you do every day. And if you fall off, it's okay.
Yeah.
you know, start over. You can always start over and learn every lesson that you're learning on the journey of healing.
Totally.
Because once you heal yourself, you help heal the world. And it's through plant-based foods. Animal rights, you know, human rights.
Yeah, which is, it's all connected too. The animal rights. I mean, those poor workers at the factories, they have so many mental problems. I mean, because it's not natural for us, you know. It hurts my soul, like every day. Are you going to do the Veg Fest this year?
I'm going to be out of town doing an event in North Carolina on a college campus. So I won't be in Houston yet this year.
Oh, man.
I spoke with Carol and said, Sister Carol, I can't do it this year, but I'll be there in spirit, you know. I have some events. A lot of events calling me to go back home to North Carolina right now.
So that's where you're from, yeah?
Yeah.
Where in North Carolina?
Gastonia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Outside of Charlotte. Yeah. 15 minutes west of Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I went to college in Greensboro. Nice. So I'll actually be back on my college campus doing a workshop. So I'm honored to go back and talk to the students. in October about eating healthy plant-based food. So
that generation, I feel like, is so open to it too.
Oh, yes.
You know,
they're ready.
They are so ready, and they've had the information age their whole lives. So they're like already kind of in tune to like.
That's it. And with social media and the things that you're doing, like your podcast, just getting the information and the knowledge out there, that helps as well.
So. People are hungry for it.
Oh, yes.
So hungry for it.
Oh, yes. Because that standard American diet is so sad.
It is so sad, literally and figuratively.
Yes. So it's people are ready. Sad. People are ready to heal. They're ready to do the work. Mm-hmm. It's time.
It's
definitely time.
My mom healed herself. She was pre-diabetic, and sometimes it takes you to get to like to be pushed so far, right? And that's fine if that's what it takes, you know. I mean, for me, I am thankful that what I went through, you know, because I would have never gotten to where I am today. I don't think, you know. I mean, I might have slightly. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, I certainly wouldn't have been this level. I don't think.
Right.
Because I went down the rabbit hole. You know, I mean, I went far down. Mm-hmm. And I like rabbits, so it's good. You know what? What do you think you would be doing if? I don't know.
It's hard to imagine. Isn't not doing this.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's like who you are now, you know?
Yeah. And a fun fact about me, I used to be a flight attendant.
Oh, I can see that. Oh my gosh, you were the best flight attendant.
Oh, I used to have fun with it.
Yeah,
and you're I so did friendly. It for about 11 years.
Wow.
And so I'm traveling now. You know, I've always been a person looking for an adventure.
Yeah.
You know, and what's the next trip going to be? And what's the next vacation? So now this is a journey with food, and it's an adventure. It's been an adventure, and it's been some ups and downs, but for the most part, it's just been very easy, very, you know, in the flow. I feel like I'm walking my purpose. Yes. I'm in my purpose. It's my passion.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like work, you know?
Yeah, no.
It's just, you know, I'm free.
Yeah.
And I know that this quest that I've started out on food in 1997 to now, it's going to keep growing. It's going to get bigger. You know, I got a lot of ideas to expand. One is what you do, art.
What? Nice.
I would like to incorporate, I'm working on it, incorporating art and remedies.
Ooh.
So using art, visual arts, using the sense of sight and taste to heal. So, you know, we can look at a beautiful picture and it brings back emotions of happiness and, you know, positive thoughts, and that heals us on a chakra level, on a mental level. It calms us, it reduces stress. And then the remedies are the living foods and the juices.
Yeah.
So using sight and taste to heal not only the body, but the mind and the soul.
Oh. So when you say like using art, like you're going to paint? Like I don't.
No.
Or just use. Okay.
Like artists like yourself.
Well then.
That's I saw awesome. Your avocado. You
oh
did an
yes.
avocado.
Yes.
So using paintings to actually,
totally.
You know, it's about vision.
Right.
Vision. We see with our eyes, you know, we see the food first on the plate.
Which
and
then it starts a
whole
effect. Nother,
yeah. So when you see art, beautiful art,
it's
so healing.
Right.
And then when you actually smell food.
That's another,
The
other sense.
And then when you actually taste it. That takes you on a whole nother. And knowing that that's a healing process through taste and sight.
Wow.
So the remedies are, you know, the juices, the living foods, the herbal tonics, the nut and seed milks.
Those are so good. Oh my gosh. What is the one I don't know. It's probably your.
The turmeric. Is it the cashew?
I think so. Yeah.
I use a lot. I do the sesame seed.
I wonder
seed.
Which. Oh, or maybe it's the sesame seed one. Which I had never had that before.
Yeah. That's
oh my gosh. That one's so good.
Brazil nuts.
Brazil,
you can take
love
any nut.
Brazil, I know.
You know, and turn it into a milk.
That's
amazing.
Yeah. I looked. I was going back to your website. And because today I was like, oh, what was that nut milk? And I think that's what it was. I think it was sesame. Mm-hmm. But then I saw on there that one of the ingredients was Irish sea moss, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which I am a new Irish sea moss connoisseur.
You love it?
I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. So I do want to talk about this. The first time I saw Irish sea moss is in a cookbook that I have. This Cheese is Nuts.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that book?
Yes, oh, I have that
so
one.
Good. Uh-huh. Love it. Uh-huh. And I remember when I got the book, I was like, what the heck is Irish sea moss? I was like, can I find that at the grocery store? I have never seen that, exactly. You know? And I didn't think about it again. I obviously didn't try to make that recipe because I didn't know where the heck to get Irish sea moss. Fast forward to like a couple months ago. I don't know what sparked it, but I started Googling Irish sea moss. Mm-hmm. And then I was Googling and there's this guy who is, oh my gosh, he is so, talk about energetic. His name is Akeem Pierre.
Okay.
You should look him up on YouTube.
I will.
He has all these great videos. And he has tons of them on Irish sea moss. He is very excited about Irish sea moss. So I've watched all these videos and I was like,
this is it.
Irish sea moss is my new thing. I posted on Instagram and I was like, I got my Irish sea moss. And then I did like a poll and I was like, does anybody else know what Irish sea moss is? And everybody was like, what the heck is that? So tell us, what do you know about Irish sea moss?
So my first experience with Irish sea moss was in Panama.
Oh, cool.
And I used it as a smoothie to actually make it into a drink. And it's a Caribbean type feel to it. They do it with like some cinnamon. Mm-hmm. So yes. I added cinnamon to mine, some ginger, and I sweetened it with dates.
Oh my gosh. Now this is kind of a new thing.
Yeah. Try it. And you know, it's a sea vegetable.
Right.
You know, so you have to soak it real well to get the salt off, mm-hmm. but it has so many amazing benefits.
So many benefits.
It is literally like the milk for the body.
It's like a superfood.
So, yes.
It's a total superfood. Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's like detoxing. It has mm-hmm. like all these vitamins and minerals and nutrients.
Amino acids in there, over 90, I think, amino acids. Yeah. It's amazing.
I think it's going to be like the new thing because there's not that much information on it.
Right.
It's kind of like a newer mm-hmm. up and coming, I mm-hmm. guess.
Well, you know, in the Caribbean.
It's been there
forever.
Yeah. And that's what he mm-hmm. said, Akeem, on his videos, was that you obviously have to make sure that where you're getting it from is a good source.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the water is polluted from lots of a big port or whatever, then you're going to be
polluted.
Mm-hmm. But the Caribbean is like the best place to get it because it's like untainted water. That's it's like clean mm-hmm. and obviously mm-hmm. that's where it naturally grows too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I'm glad you're on the sea moss.
Isn't that
kid?
So funny? I know. I am obsessed with it now. I like mm-hmm. I've done all these different videos on it. I did a video of how I made mine because I like uh-huh. You have to soak good and uh-huh, like you said uh-huh, and then you blend uh-huh. it with some water and I have it in my fridge and I just like
scoop
put
it,
a spoon
so you scoop yours try it into a shake like a drink with the cinnamon, the ginger, a little bit of vanilla bean.
Oh,
mm-hmm. It's a treat.
So you do it with just water, so the water, or
do you do
coconut water?
So, because that adds another little sweetness to
and then
it.
It's like a what is that drink called, like the, it's like not a mojito but I don't know. It's like a Caribbean, drink.
I don't know. We'll come to it. I know, right?
Whatever. It's like that, but mm-hmm. delicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's good as a thickener, too.
It's like a
thickening agent.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So instead of the argai, you can use mm-hmm. the sea moss. Mm-hmm. And it fills you, you know, it's uh-huh. going to expand in your stomach and it's going to keep you full, that full filling.
Because it's fiber. It's fiber. Mm-hmm. So
that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love
Isn't it beautiful?
I'm like really into sea vegetables right now and like
Me
really
too.
Pushing them
yes.
because I think I've been totally void of sea vegetables for too long.
Yes, yes. And it's so good. Sea vegetables are good for us as women with our thyroids.
Yes.
Because I'm hearing a lot of people having issues, women with their thyroids.
So
the iodine, we need that iodine. And a good way to get it in is through sea vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know so many people who've had thyroid mm-hmm. problems and a lot of people who, you know, in the past, it was just like to take out your thyroid. I mean, they still do that, I guess.
That's it. Yes.
But
the
people that I know, you know, had it done like 10 years ago. But then you're going to have to take medicine for
the
rest of your life.
Because it throws your hormones off. So that caused another effect, another issue, and then medicine on top of that. And before you know it, you're walking around with a Ziploc bag with 10 bottles of pills just to get out the bed in the morning. And it doesn't have to be that way.
It just spirals out of control.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Sea vegetables, everyone.
Sea vegetables.
Take your sea vegetables. Eat your sea vegetables and your Irish sea moss.
Yes.
Mm. We're drinking our delicious juices right now. Which one is that?
The green. This is an orange base with a little bit of spirulina. So ooh. We're talking about, it has some spirulina.
Is so good too.
It has some cucumber, a little bit of celery, and a little bit of kale.
Mm. Is that your favorite one probably?
All of them are good. Yeah. You know?
I mean, how do you really have a favorite? I don't know.
You know, I'm real big right now on the watermelon juice.
Yes.
Oh, I've been finding some of the sweetest watermelons.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've just been juicing them and drinking them.
You can never have enough watermelon. Never. Yes. Never. I think that's my favorite. Watermelon is probably my favorite summer fruit. Cherries right now.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm eating cherries like
peaches.
Crazy. And peaches.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten some good peaches.
I cannot find good peaches, though.
Mm-hmm. I found some.
You found some good? Good. I need to find those. Okay. We got some like a couple weeks ago, and a lot of times they'll pick them so early.
Yes.
And then they were moldy in a day. We had to. We took them back because we were like, what the heck just happened to these?
Right. Wow.
Like they were too hard to eat. And then, But peaches are delicious. Mm-hmm. Cherries, strawberries, blueberries.
Yes. This is the season, people. Dig in.
Get your fill. Yes. I know. I just cannot get enough.
This is the time to cleanse. You know, fruits are cleansers. Mm-hmm. So this is the time to eat those fruits and clean your body, you know, clean your inside out. And then once we go into the fall and winter, you start building, you start building with more of the heavier, bulky foods, you know, the soups, you know. So
Thankfully, it takes us a while, though, in the South for it to actually feel cold. So, you know, we can
keep on eating our fruits.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. That is a beautiful thing.
So what is next for you? What's your...
Continuing to share, you know, tell people my story to be an inspiration and a light to others,
absolutely.
And hope, you know,
yes,
and just to expand, you know, on the living foods, plant-based movement to be a beacon, you know, in this movement, because it's a great movement, it's time, and just have fun with it,
absolutely. If somebody wanted to do, like, how often do you suggest people to do cleanses?
I tell people seasonally.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
But for me personally,
you're always on a cleanse.
I'm always on a cleanse. And it's not, and you know, it becomes from a cleanse to a juice feast. So I'm always feasting on juices, you know, because once, you know, you clean the body and you get it to the place to where it can start assimilating the nutrients from the living foods, you know, the juices is just an added, you know, touch to just keep everything aligned, you know. But seasonally is a good time to do it. And it's just like giving your body a tune up. You know, I tell clients that you give your cars a tune up. You know, we do spring cleaning with our homes and our closets. Why not do that for our bodies?
Totally.
So, yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. It's like you have to constantly be in maintenance. You know, you can't, you don't get somewhere. You don't get to a point and you're like, well,
I'm done.
I'm done. I'm fixed forever. Just like you said with your car. Like you don't get an oil change. You're like, well, my car's... good forever. Good to go forever.
Mm-mm. No, you got to 3,000 miles. No. You got to take it back in.
You got to keep on doing it every 3,000 miles. That's otherwise, what's going to happen? It's going to get clogged up and it's not going to run or it's going to explode.
And then you're going to be like,
and then what? Yeah.
I got to buy a new car, but you can't buy a new body.
Not buy a new body.
That's right.
Although there are lots of sci-fi movies that they do that.
You can enhance, you know, some things, but you cannot buy a new body.
No, you can't buy a new body.
Yeah.
What is your idea or your, juices versus smoothies?
That's a big question I get. You know, a lot of people think that they can put the ingredients labeled on the juices that I do and put it in a blender. and get juice.
Yeah, right.
So juices, you take the fiber out. Mm-hmm. And the smoothies keep the fiber in. Mm-hmm. And it's a place for both. You know, our diets, we need fiber, you know, to push everything out. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, when you want to give your digestive tract a break, which is a much needed break because we overwork our digestive tract so much.
We eat way too much.
We eat too often. Too much, too often. Yeah. It's a time to take the fiber out and reach for the juices to give your digestive tract a break. Mm-hmm. And then you can add more fiber to it as you're juicing with adding, you know, some smoothies to your juice regime. But that's the difference from juices and smoothies. Fiber in, fiber out.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, do you drink smoothies?
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I love smoothies.
I love them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll have my juice in the morning, and probably by midday, I'm doing a smoothie or nut milk, you know, and I'm eating fruits constantly during the day if I'm not cleansing, if I'm not, you know, fasting or anything. Right. And then I start building in the afternoon with a salad or some veggies, you know. And I build with that in the evening and then have a vegetable juice in the evening. And that's what my day consists of. So I'm always waking up, breaking my fast breakfast with a liquid.
Which is the way it should, should be done.
Right.
And I'm excited. There's a lot more research that's been come out about that because they, you know, we've been indoctrinated to think that breakfast is your most important meal and you should have this huge thing with... Well,
we know
those kind of foods. And then that's just setting you up for disaster for the rest of the day. And then people wonder why they're tired.
Because you crash.
You crash. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get the itis.
Totally.
You know, you're ready to go to sleep by what? 11 o'clock. You're sitting at your desk and you can't keep your eyes open and you're trying to type and look at the computer screen.
That's not normal.
You're like, this
that's
is not
normal.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
It should not be like that. I just heard recently, too, that the whole idea of like three meals a day came about, I think, during the industrial age.
Wow.
That was the government was what was pushing that, I
wow.
think. So, like, that was not, prior to that, you know, there wasn't really this idea of, like, three square meals a day. I mean, most people didn't. Most people were starving around the planet anyways.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, most people still are.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Propaganda. You know,
yes.
That's what it was. And, you know, even with the dairy industry, you know, even with the meat industry. Propaganda.
Mm-hmm. You have to be able to filter through and, you know, just logically. I mean, I think you should question everything. Question everything, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. My episode last week was about dairy, and I talked a little bit at the beginning of the propaganda and the, you know, after World War II, that was when it, you know, skyrocketed because the government.
That's right.
Was pushing it
That's
to
right.
try to save the dairy industry, yeah. which I feel like is kind of what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
But but we just need to shift.
That's
you
it.
You know, I mean, that those industries, they don't have to go bankrupt. They need to just shift what they're creating, what they're making.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. That's
and
right.
make nut milks.
That's
or,
it.
You know?
Offer something else
yeah.
other than, you know, the dairy.
I mean, that's what any industry, you know, there's always change.
Evolve.
Yeah.
You have to evolve.
You go under or you evolve.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know?
It. That's it.
And us as humans, that's what we need to do, you know.
That's
just
it.
Evolving to a, you know, a new way. A new way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not so new, but
I know it's not new. It's new in our
yeah.
in this paradigm that we've been in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think certain generations have a harder time
trying to
adopt
yeah. it
right.
and understand it. That's
right.
the key to even wrap their mind around plant. That's all I eat is fruits and vegetables. What about my steak? What about that chicken?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What do you say to people when they say that?
I'm like, you can still have your steak.
If
I'm
you
not
really
gonna take
want
your
it.
Steak away from you, but just please add some
eat
greens.
More plants.
Yeah.
Plants.
Just please add some more fresh fruits and vegetables to your diet. You'll feel so much better.
So much better. Yeah, the average American gets as little as 20%.
Wow.
That's what stats are, yeah. It's 20% is from fresh fruits and vegetables.
Wow. And the rest is processed foods.
The rest is processed meats, processed foods.
That's scary.
Sodas. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Back to that deficiency. The deficiencies thing that we were saying earlier. I will sometimes do this. I get on YouTube and I put my two cents in about something. I know. But I do it in a way that's, mm-hmm. you know, like I'm just trying to inform people.
Right.
Well, then this guy like attack. There's always those people who attack me who are mm-hmm. trolls anyways.
Yes.
They're trolling, you know. And he was talking about deficiencies when you're plant-based. And I was like, oh. And I just like started typing away, going nuts. Mm-hmm. And the vitamin D, he had referenced vitamin D. And I was like, well, actually.
Mm-hmm. The sun.
The sun. It's called the sunshine vitamin.
Go
hello.
Go out in the sun. Go to the beach.
And dairy milk is actually fortified with vitamin D because it actually doesn't even have naturally that much. It has barely any in it.
That's it.
And then I had researched about deficiencies, and 3/4 of teenagers are vitamin D deficient.
Wow.
So, and I'm pretty sure that's not because they're all vegan. You know? They're
right.
Not all vegan.
Wow. Mm. I get asked a lot about B12.
Yes.
I get asked about that a lot. And I'm not deficient in it. I had my, you know, every year I get an annual.
Right.
And I'm not deficient in it.
Right.
And you get it through sea vegetables. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the sea
so
moss,
much.
The kelp, you know, the dose, the nori wraps.
Yes.
You can get that in.
So much.
But a lot of people, you know, what about your B12? What about your B12? And it's like, this is your journey. You have to find what works for you, you mm-hmm. know. So you can take a supplement if you feel like you need, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to get it from animal.
No.
You know.
The B12 is a big one. Yeah,
yeah, it's a big one.
The animals are actually supplemented with it now anyways, because they're not getting it from their diet.
Wow.
So,
and from the soil either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they're not eating their natural
That's
diet.
It.
They're not out foraging. They're mm-hmm. not out in the grass. They're on a feedlot mm-hmm. where they're being fed and pumped full of grains that is not natural to their
That's
diet.
Right.
So they don't even get B12.
Wow.
So they're injected with it.
Wow.
So why not just cut out the middle animal?
That's it.
And just, you can supplement
that's
it.
That's it.
If that's what you want to do. You
that's
can supplement it.
It.
You can eat it from seaweed. Mm-hmm. Nutritional yeast, which I love,
yep.
has it.
Yeah.
But
yep.
I just had my blood work done. I had great, like more than 2,000, which was like way, like I would like exceed so much B12.
Yep.
I have so much B12.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. And that's what I tell people, you know, we still need Western medicine to let us know what's going on with our bodies. And then
there's
from there, we can take a holistic approach to recovering and healing.
Absolutely.
So go to the doctor.
And Western medicine is it's amazing mm-hmm. what we've done and where we've come
mm-hmm.
from.
Mm-hmm.
And for acute things, if you break your leg, I would love to go to the hospital. Yeah. That sounds great. I don't want to go to Reiki. Sorry. Like, Reiki for my broken leg. I don't think it would
work.
Fix. That'd be great if it would. That'd be really cool.
Hey, it might.
You never know. I haven't tried it. I don't want to. I don't want to be the guinea pig, the experiment for that one. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It has a place in its time,
mm-hmm.
and a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for chronic
mm-hmm.
illnesses or just mm-hmm. trying to live a healthier life, then
That's
we
it.
Need to absolutely
take
a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was great.
This has
I really
been fun.
Appreciate you coming
Thank
on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is a beautiful platform. Continue to do what you do.
Podcasting is so fun, I think. You know? It also just like makes an excuse to like hang out with people that I like. You know? What's wrong? What's
and
better than that?
And have a great conversation
Absolutely.
Of sharing and love and grow and light.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if people want to contact you,
okay.
how can they go about that?
So they can contact me at LatishaLive@gmail.com. That's LatishaLive@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can always go on the website, www.livelicious.com. Spelling livelicious, LiveLicious. You can see me on Instagram, you know, come hang out with me on Instagram. I give up some recipes and some pictures of some things that I'm doing. And that's LiveLicious1, the number one. So,
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okie doke. Well, until next time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and plants.
Peace.
Doesn't she have just such a great energy? I feel like her message of, you know, finding what works with you in a healthy way is really helpful and appreciated to anyone who is trying to heal or trying to, you know, start a new healthier lifestyle, a more holistic approach, it's good to know that, you know, you don't have to go all in all at once. None of us got here overnight. It's always a process, and you just have to take baby steps, you know, whether that is incorporating more vegetables to start out with, you know, doing juices, doing smoothies. And once you start feeling good, then and feeling better, it's just like re-energizes you, and then you get more into it and more excited about living a healthy lifestyle, because, you know, it's only going to benefit you and in turn the world when we are all feeling our best. You know, we can be our best and just be a positive light and more kind, I think. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. I obviously, of course, enjoyed visiting with her and talking with her, because she is just such a beacon of hope and love. So with that, I bid you adieu. Until next time, peace and plants.